I'm out for a walk with Beth Barron. The sun is shining, children are frolicking nearby, but she ignores all that. Instead, Barron is searching for used Band-Aids in the sand.
I found one. There's one.
Barron is a textile artist who needs hundreds of Band-Aids for each of her creations. But she's a purist. New, clean Band-Aids don't interest her. So that's why we're here at the park, with our heads down, searching. After a bit, she spots a clump of Band-Aids covered with sand.
Look at that. Ooh, she was really loaded up. But ooh, that's a good one. 2, 3 Barbie Band-Aids. Awesome. Dude. Score. That's exciting. Aren't you excited?
Mildly. To Barron, it doesn't matter if the Band-Aids are hairy, dirty, bloody, or scabby. She'll take them.
Are you 100% sure that the Band-Aids you're picking up are disease-free?
100% sure. Let's just say I'm not 100% sure about anything, ever. I'm not 100% sure my name's Beth Barron.
For the past 12 years, she's been incorporating Band-Aids into her art. First in small pieces, but now she's gone bigger. She's creating art that incorporates as many as 300 used Band-Aids.
I really need people to send me Band-Aids.
People do. Facebook friends send her envelopes full of Band-Aids. Another artist places jars around the house so her husband, a chemist who goes through lots of Band-Aids, doesn't forget to save his used ones. Searching for the Band-Aids takes time. It also takes a willingness to ignore the reactions of others.
I get that people think it's gross, but it's much more serious to me. I mean, a lot of the Band-Aids that I have now are from friends who've had cancer or been tested for cancer or who have MS or who have diabetes. And, you know, it's just I'm not into the shticky part of it anymore. It was funny and it was cute and it was clever. And I needed to go through all that. And the work was always serious, but now it's even more serious.
Barron began using Band-Aids in her work during a tough time in her life.
I was in my 40s. I was feeling like life was sort of a lot harder than I thought. The fairy tale wasn't happening. My marriage had crashed.
Barron uses the Band-Aids to create her own version of a mandala, a circular design from Hinduism and Buddhism. In those religions, mandalas aid meditation and symbolize the universe. For Barron, the mandalas seek to answer these questions.
You know, what is this crazy life, and how do we manage to somehow stay buoyant and loving and clear and grounded and even holding all the fear that we all have all the time?
Two of Barron's mandalas are currently on display at the Jewish Community Center in St. Louis Park. A few more will be part of a textile show opening next month at the University of St. Thomas. Barron has also had success nationally. The Museum of Arts and Design in New York owns one of her pieces. At a recent gallery opening, artist Mimi Holmes compared Barron's work to an evocative Civil War painting.
It doesn't show the glory of war. It shows the real, you know, being wounded, having no shoes, crawling through the mud.
By examining beat-up Band-Aids in Barron's work, Holmes says the viewer is forced to confront the world's pain.
And it's kind of like you're connected to all the hurt that was out there.
Back at her house, I'm preparing to say goodbye to Barron. But before I do, I have a gift. A pair of Band-Aids from a minor bicycle injury. I roll up my pants leg to show her.
Oh, look. Oh, my God, Todd, you're the man. I'm so excited.
That tearing sound? That was one of two Band-Aids for Beth Barron. Now she needs just 298 more to complete a mandala. For KFAI, I'm Todd Melby.